Anybody else get into Sam?
Shlomo Abel.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam. We are on Perek Yud Tes, Halacha Yud Ches, Chapter 19, Law 18. In the Mosnaim text, it's page 112, 113. But before we do that, we had a number of questions from yesterday regarding the peg leg and the other issues of handicapped people. So it was very nice sefer. It's in Hebrew and in English. I happen to have both. It's called the Sefer Lev Avraham, from Avraham. That's his name, Avraham S. Avraham. And in English, it's been translated to a book called Medical Halacha for Everyone. So he goes through these issues, and he says the following. If a person is unable to walk without a cane or a crutch, he can't walk without it, he may walk with either of them in the street, on the Sabbath, or the festivals. So you can walk with a crutch or a cane if it's impossible to walk otherwise. If it is used only as an added precaution, really you can walk fine without, you want to be careful, it should not be taken into the streets on the Sabbath unless there's a neighbor.
I guess the rationale is if you can't walk without it, you're not likely to put it down or carry it.
That's probably correct. If you can't walk without it, how can you move it away, right? But if it's an assistance, you don't even have to use it, you may discard it or whatever, and then carry it, whatever. So that's the first halacha. Second halacha, a person who's confined to a wheelchair may go with it into the street on Shabbos, but here's a little difference, only if there is an Eruv. So you really can't go. Cannot go. If there's no Eruv, he may go with it into the street for a mitzvah, provided he is helped by a non-Jew. Okay?
Is davening with minyan a mitzvah?
Yeah, so going to shul is a mitzvah. So if you have to go to shul, then if with the help from a non-Jew, well, a non-Jew could wheel you in. Then that would be allowed.
You can't do it yourself?
Okay.
The concern with respect to similar apparatus of a bicycle that might break. So are we saying with a wheelchair, the non-Jew would fix it? Or like, is that part of the reason?
Okay, we're talking about a bicycle. You don't have to go on a bicycle. Sure. Here, a person cannot walk without this.
Right.
So those issues we discard, but it could be, you know, there's more issues. I don't know, I didn't look in this. He brings a slew of rabbis, the Minchas Yitzchok, Ravadi Yosef, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, brings a whole slew, so I didn't really have time to look through this.
One more question?
And
I know that's not the topic for tonight, but bringing a baby in a stroller, I know that's not a mitzvah.
For sure you're not allowed to do that, because you don't have to, the baby doesn't have to go to shul.
What if it was for its bris?
Do the bris in the house.
Okay.
Do the bris in the house. Who says you have to do a bris in shul?
Okay, I was trying to find another reason why there'd be a mitzvah for the baby.
No, but a baby doesn't have to go anywhere on Shabbos. Yeah. An adult who's bar mitzvah has to go to shul. So he has to be able to go to shul. We're going to get to it. Yeah. Now, the next halacha.
What about a woman in a wheelchair?
What's the difference?
Is there a mitzvah for her to go with the minyan?
She's chayuv to do.
It doesn't have to be in the minyan. It's
still a mitzvah. She doesn't have a minyan. It's still a mitzvah. Now, can you go? One may go with an artificial limb on the Shabbos. We certainly said that yesterday because the artificial limbs are a lot better than the other ones. I know I had it over here. Where is it?
What other ones?
Where is it?
Real one.
One second. A blind person dependent on a walking cane or in unfamiliar surroundings may carry it on the Sabbath or into the street even if there is no Eruv. Because there's no other way for him to walk. At all. All right, so those were the main halachas we needed to know. So now, more details we'll have to leave for another time, but that general, so we've pretty much taken care of that. That in a general way, they could get around on Shabbos, because there is no other way for them to go. Okay, good. We continue now, halacha yud ches. Yotzin bazugin ho'arugim babegodim. A person can go around with a garment that has woven into the hem, the bottom of the garment, sugim, bells, that means out of material, into the garments. However, they're small, but they don't have the clappers inside to make the noise. So you can go with that without the without the little balls over there. Now, that's because they are woven into the garment. If they're not woven into the garment, then you wouldn't be able to wear them because they could come apart from the garment, and you're afraid you may carry it as well. We're specifically speaking where there's no bells in the, you know, with the clappers. They've been removed. Otherwise, you're not allowed to make it that it jingles on Shabbos.
It's more like a beating.
Or whatever sound it makes.
No, but I mean, what is their purpose on the clothing? It's just a decorative thing.
Could be decorative, but still is making a lot of noise. Right. It would have the clappers, so you'd have to get rid of the clappers. Okay, that's halacha number one. Halacha number two. V'yaita eved b'chosim shosit shebitzarav. Person has an eved kanani, a Canaanite slave. A Canaanite slave is someone who has circumcised, gone to the mikvah, and has accepted upon himself to do the 7 Noahide laws while being a servant for this Jew. He is chayiv in mitzvahs as much as a woman is chayiv in mitzvahs. And he is incorporated in, we're not allowed to let him work on Shabbos, because the Ten Commandments says, so that everyone can rest, including your donkeys, your oxen, and your maids, and your servants. So they are not allowed to work on Shabbos. So now, your servant, therefore, you're not allowed to let your servant carry on Shabbos, because you have to make sure, he can't do any work that you can't do. He has to keep that mitzvah. So now, a servant can go with a chosam shel tishah b'tzavarav. He can go with the clay seal around his neck that says that he is your servant. All right? I guess that's some kind of seal around their neck. And a clay one he can go with. Why? What are you concerned? Maybe it'll fall, right? If it falls, it'll a clay break. Seal will break. Yeah. It's nothing to fix. But not with a metal seal. Because if that falls, he'll pick it up. Maybe it'll fall. If anyone, he will bring it. Next, hamisatev betaliso, a person wraps himself up in a talis. Here we're not talking about a talis shel mitzvah. Talis is also an expression for a garment. But it could be a rectangular garment that wraps around you. All right? A cape, I think, would be more appropriate for what's going on over here. So you can go with one of those. Vikipla, you can fold it mikan umikan. This side and this side, either biyoto, holding your hand, or that you're putting folds in your hand like this and fold your hand like this. I mean, sometimes we're wearing our talasim like that too, but they really wore garments like that. Oh, al-ksevor, he can fold it on his shoulders. So now the question is, can he go in the street like that? Well, it depends on what are you folding it like that for. If the reason you folded it up. So really, let's think about it for a minute. You've got this cape. Now, the cape, you want to wear the cape, but I guess it rolls down, and now you've rolled it up, and you fold it up, and now you're kind of holding it like you have on a talus, right? Now, it might look like you're carrying part of that cape, right? You understand? Or you fold, triple fold it over your shoulder. It's like you're carrying, if it totally falls on you, and it's covering your whole body, then you're definitely wearing it. We're talking where you're rolling it up, either you're, it seems like you're carrying it with the ends of your hand, or you're carrying it on your shoulder. So where do we draw the line between calling it carrying and a way of wearing it? So he says like this, if he's carrying it in a way that it shouldn't rip and shouldn't get damaged, he's more concerned than anything else that it shouldn't drag on the ground and get ripped. So he's lifting it up, putting it over his shoulder or carrying it on his arms so it doesn't get damaged, then that's awesome. You're not allowed to do that. But if you keep some least nasman, but if you're gathering weight because that looks cool, that's the style, and you look pretty with that, like the people wear their clothing that way, then mutar, then is totally permitted. So that becomes a fine line in this type of a situation. What's called wearing and what's called carrying, okay? And which is fashion or just carrying, okay?
If you're wearing,
the problem with a woman hiking up her skirt, you know, as she's walking. To make sure that she doesn't drag it on the ground.
Well, hiking up, well, is she carrying the skirt?
She's, you know, how they're walking.
Yeah, sort of.
She's wearing it.
Over a puddle? Over the hand.
That I don't think is the same thing, because here you're taking a whole bunch and wrapping it up. You're not wrapping the skirt.
So you're more like lifting it then.
It's just like lifting is one thing, but like here's your mamish carrying it. I think there's a vast difference between that. You know, you're right. You don't want to get your dress dirty, Howard. But your wife doesn't want to get her dress dirty. But it's not like you're carrying it. It's just like you're just pushing it up a little bit, which I think would be different than that.
Is anything clothing? If I'm taking my towel to the mikvah on Shabbos, Have I suddenly made that into a piece of clothing? Like when it is.
So that's going to be. Who's going to talk about that? Would that be considered clothing or carrying? That's the next case is going to sound very much like your example now. Your test. Hayetze b'talis mekupelis. A guy's going to get with a talis, not a talis of mitzvah, but a garment, one of these capes that's folded, right? He folds it. He takes the thing, folds it to 1, 2, 3, 4, and now umenachas al kseirim. He's putting it on his shoulder. Chayiv, you're chayiv in that case. Why? Because that's the way people who sell garments carry them, and they're definitely carrying it. You're not wearing it, right? Avol yotzei hu basudar shal kseva, but you can go with a sudar, with a wrap.
Scarf.
I don't know if it's a scarf. It's fairly big, and you wear it folded. The style is to wear it. When you wrap it, you wear it folded. Shal kseva on your shoulders. Even though there's not a rope that's tied to it to your finger, I guess in those days, some people would tie it to their finger so in case it fell, it wouldn't fall off and you might carry it. But even though it's not tied to your finger, you still wear a wrap that way that's folded. But any wrap that doesn't cover at least your head and half your body, also, let's say you cannot go in that because then it's not really a garment. Now that was in those days. But nowadays we have wraps that are different than that. I think a woman, you know, wears, you know, those wraps, and I'm getting back into that, what? Whatever. But you know, it really goes like over, like the top part of the body, right? That is really what the style is, so that would certainly be considered wearing. Okay? Now, Isa Sachnis. Again, it's a woolen garment that's long and narrow, that's meant to cover the head and the shoulders, and you usually wear it when you go out of the bathhouse. So some type of a half bathrobe, as it were, where it's covering your head and your shoulders. That's where they came up with head and shoulders. Right? Okay? So, she'ein rechava, it's narrow, ve'ein rechava, not wide. So, so you can't go out with that. But if you're kosher, shnei rashel lamata, if you take the ends and tie it, miksafim, you tie it around, like a belt over your chest, you know, like sometimes people take a sweater,
yeah,
and you put it over and you tie it like this. So if this, you have this kind of garment, you tie it over, then mutalas is where you're allowed to go, because that would be considered wearing as opposed to carrying it. Okay, that's the general rule. You'd have to ask, what's the normal way? So for contemporary, you'd have to know what would be considered wearing a garment and what would be considered carrying a garment. What is the typical way of wearing? Right, I don't know, if you have these jackets, you know, like, nobody's wearing one now. No, not that kind of jacket, but a jacket, you know, like a windbreaker, whatever. You know, half jacket windbreaker. So sometimes people take it off and just tie it around their bodies.
Yeah. With the sleeves, they tie it.
Right, tie it with the sleeves. So I don't know, is that usually because you want to be warm or just too lazy to carry it?
Too lazy to carry it.
Most cases, I would call that carrying.
If you want to be warm, you'd wear it.
Right, that would be carrying.
Well, they wear it around their waist.
From the Rambam, it seems all the examples he's giving, you're doing in a way that it is an acceptable way to be considered carrying, wearing. As opposed to, you don't want to get dirty or you're schlepping it and things like that. And that would be the general rule of how to deal with
that. But about the towel, if you take something that's clearly not apparel and you put it around, have you suddenly made it clothing?
Well, let's say you're coming out of the bathhouse and you're wet and cold and you're taking the towel and you're wrapping yourself completely in it. That would be considered wearing. There's no question in mind that you're wearing it. That's the only thing you're wearing, right? Then you're certainly wearing it. If you're ready to put your clothes on, and you have a white towel that you're slinking over your shoulder, but I think that's clearly called carrying.
I think I've seen them wearing it to shul because they're going to go to the mikveh. They're going to use it there.
You'd have to wrap in a way that would be legitimately called wearing it. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to put it on like a scarf. Mm-hmm. You have to put it on like a scarf.
You wouldn't wear the towel like a scarf. Why not?
You could.
I mean, you're obviously taking it, so when you get to the mikveh, you've got the towel.
Okay, true. So really, but you are still wearing it, and you
carrying
are.
It, yeah,
but if you're carrying it for going for a mitzvah, you can carry it afterwards.
That wouldn't apply over here. But it clearly is. You are carrying. You are wearing the item. It is keeping you warm, and you're wearing it in a way that it would be like a garment. That's what the Rambam is trying to make these distinctions. What way would make? It would seem that would be okay. It would be okay. Okay, chaf. Now again, mutar lisatev betalis sheyesh bisvosel mulol. Again, we're talking about a regular shawl, not a prayer shawl. So you're allowed to wrap yourself in such a talis that has on the edges mulol. Mulol is where the strands at the end of the what do you call it, the hem, the bottom part, you know, where it ends. So you got the fringe, the hem, and you got strands sticking out. It's not even, they're sticking out. They may not even look very nice, but they're sticking out beyond the hem. So, even though they're long strands, and not making the garment look any prettier, but you can still go out with them and wear them. Why? They're considered nullified to the greater garment. He doesn't care about them. If they're there, if they're not there. In other words, if you got a type of a garment that has not, let's say, the edge, you know, it's like cut off, if you had cut off a jeans, right?
Strange.
Right?
Rough edge.
When you have cut off jeans, the strands are coming out. So let's say you've got a talus, a toga, whatever. Let's say a toga would be a good example. And the bottom, it's all frayed at the bottom, and strands of strings are just sticking out over there. So on the one hand, you figure, hey, maybe I'm carrying them. That's not the part of me that's my garment. Those strands aren't keeping me warm. So on the one hand, you think it's like you're carrying the strands. But no, since you don't care about them, and they're coming out of the garment, we don't consider that caring.
You don't need to be afraid.
It's also a fashion aspect. Like you put fringes on a lot of these.
Okay, if it's a fashion, then for sure it's not a problem. We're speaking where it's not even a fashion aspect. The guy just doesn't care. Plain and simple, he doesn't care. So on the one hand, in the pure conventional sense of wearing, that is not providing any clothing apparel for you. It's not a fashion. Let's say it's not a fashion. It's nothing. But the fact is, it doesn't bother you. You don't care about it. So it becomes nullified to the greater garment, and it's not considered caring. Now, this halacha will be interesting as in contrast to what's coming up, and this is a very practical halacha. Lefikach, therefore, now let's talk about a real talis. The real thing, or for that matter, tzitzis. Mm-hmm. Halachic talis. Halachic tzitzis. She'enem b'tzuyeses kehilchasa. That has not been fringed properly according to halacha. We know you've got to have four corners. Each corner's got these strands in a kosher way. So let's say what the guy has, he's got three strands on three sides, and the fourth he's got nothing. Is that a kosher pair of tzitzis talis? No. So let's think about it. Why do you want these strands? Is it a fashion statement? No, it's a halacha. You would not wear it. I would not wear this normally. Now remember, if I had a four-cornered suit, if I had four, I'd have to be hanging tzitzis from my suit, right? Now normally, in the fashion Jewish world, they do not hang tzitzis from a suit. It's not called, oh, that looks beautiful. That's called, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to do. So now what if, let's say, you had, you only were able to finish three of the corners of the tzitzis on this toga, and you never got around to finishing the fourth corner before Shabbos. Or for that matter, let's say you had all four, but one became puzzle. One became unfit on Shabbos. So now what have you got, effectively? You've got three strands, three tassels, coming out of your garment that really have nothing to do with the garment. They're only really effective if you've got all four, and then I'm doing something that's called a mitzvah. But now that I've only got three, it's not like I'm doing three quarters of a mitzvah, I've got zero mitzvah. So as juxtaposed to those fringes that we talked about earlier, where the fringes are really primarily part of the garment. It's just part of the garment that hasn't been sewed properly or it's coming apart or whatever. But that is really part of the garment, although maybe not a nice part of the garment. That's not considered caring. But if I've got three out of the four corners, or one out of the four corners, that is a tzitzis thing, without the others, so you cannot call this part of the garment. That is a halachic item that's attached. And if I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah, then this is complete carrying on Shabbos. Okay. Now, let's look even more specific. Let's say the talis itself, the tzitzis itself. What am I carrying now? Let's think for a minute. Now, the undergarment that's the tzitzis. Let's say I've got one of these undergarment tzitzis, and for whatever reason, I don't have any fringes on them. Would that be considered carrying? No, because this is like an undershirt.
Right.
It's like an article of clothing. That's fine. But I'd be doing a different avera. I'd be carrying a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Yeah. It's a separate avera.
But it's off too.
But it has nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbos. Nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbos. So there's not an issue of, if I got a talus that's got no tzitzis hanging from it, that's still a nice toga, a nice wrap that's covering me up. I'm definitely wearing it. But now that I've added a few tassels, a few tzitzis that are going to the edges here, if I don't have enough, well then I am carrying these. These aren't bottled to anything. They stand out on and of themselves. They're only there for a function, and the function is not being accomplished. I am carrying. Let me read it inside, and I'll get to your question in full. So let's just read it inside now. Lefika, therefore, if you're going out with a talis that is not with the proper tzitzis, chayev, you're chayev when you, for carrying them. Why? Because those strands, chashuvim emeso, they are significant for this fellow. You have in mind for them, for what purpose? Until you fulfill what's lacking, meaning to say, and you make tzitzis out of them. Right? And since you don't have it, you've got significant things that stand in there over there, not part of what you are wearing, and therefore it's not considered part of the garment. And therefore it's considered like you're carrying something. On the other hand, let's go back. What about a regular kosher pair of tzitzis? Okay, let's wait. Yeah, Rafal, question?
I was just going to make a comment. In Montreal, I used to tell converts who had to do one malacha on Shabbos, that because Montreal didn't have the Arab at the time, that if they wore their tzitzis, that was, they were carrying it. Because
it wasn't a mitzvah for them.
So that was the philosophy. They didn't have to turn on a lighter or anything.
Interesting. Well, yeah. Make good use of that, eh? Okay. Very good. Because a goy, well, yeah, that's true. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, so it's not tzitzis for him. Interesting. Okay, good. Good point. Now, let's go. Well, let's analyze for a minute. Now, what about a regular pair of tzitzis? Aval talis hamitzias is kehilchasa, but if the talis or the tzitzis is properly with its tzitzis according to halacha, it's 100% kosher. Then mutter lotzis, but you can go with it, bein bayom, in the day, bein balayla, even at night. So now it's a problem at night. We know the mitzvah of tzitzis is only mitzvah in the day and not in the night, because it says, ure isim, so you shall see them. The mitzvah of tzitzis is only a mitzvah. Right now, you guys are wearing tzitzis, you're not getting a mitzvah for it now.
Taking it off.
Right now. Right now, there's no mitzvah happening here. So how are you able to walk at night home from shul Friday night, even though it's a kosher pair of tzitzis, but there's no mitzvah happening at this point in time. So he says, she'enat tzitzis ha'gemura masoi, because complete, perfect, workable tzitzis is not called a burden, as Howard says, el harehi minoi ha'beged umitach sisov. It is the adornment for the clothing of the person. Kamoha imra, like an imra, which your English doesn't explain it at all. Mine explains it's something that covers over an area that you sew in a garment, but it's a type of a decorative thing. And it clearly is, because, you know, we look at tzitzis as like, you know, the Chavetz Chaim, as he was very critical of those who, for example, Chavetz Chaim is very critical of those who stuck their tzitzis in their clothing. And he spoke very strongly against these people, because he says, how would you act if the king gave you a medal? Would you put the medal inside your pants? No, you put the medal right on your chest, or on your shirt, so everyone would see it. So wearing tzitzis is like a medal from the king. It's like you're showing you're a servant to the king. It's like the Gemara uses an analogy to the clay seal of a servant. Exactly that idea, the clay seal of a servant, or a gold seal of a servant. When you wear that tzitzis, that shows you're a Jew, and that is your emblem of honor. And that's what tzitzis are. So even though you may not be technically doing a mitzvah, when you go around with tzitzis or a talis, this shows you're a special person. And that itself would be considered an ornament, a religious ornament.
But didn't we say 5 minutes ago that it's not beautifying?
If it's not fulfilling there's 2 points. There's 2 points. There's an ornament, a real ornament, mm-hmm. You know, a nice piece of clothing that's ornamentally decorative. That's one thing. And that's regardless if you're a Jew or a non-Jew.
Right.
Now, and Jews can definitely wear ornamented garments.
Right.
Now, if I just put two tzitzis or three tzitzis, that is not a secular ornament. And since it's not a kosher pair of talis, it's not a Jewish ornament either. Mm. It's nothing. God doesn't say, put three tzitzis on, because that's absolutely nothing. Or isamo. So only when you have all four, and now you're doing the mitzvah, now is it a religiously ornamented covering that you're wearing. That becomes the difference over there. So therefore at night, even though you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, but it is a garment that is capable of doing a mitzvah and looks exactly like the purple heart that the Jewish people wear, right? So that would be allowed. Now, the Eloi Hoyu Chute Atzitz Shub Mitzvah Kehilchasa Masoi, because if, he's telling you why that's a fact, because if really the strands of a kosher pair of tzitzis were considered a load, if they were considered a load, then you couldn't carry that on Shabbos at all. You couldn't wear a pair of tzitzis. If it wasn't for the fact that, if you wouldn't say this, and you would say it's a load, you couldn't carry it. Why? Because you'd say, well, but it's a mitzvah. For this mitzvah, I can do this. No, in priority of mitzvahs, tzitzis alone wouldn't win out over Shabbos. Why? If it was, in other words, if it was a mitzvah, but it was considered a loaded mitzvah, you couldn't do it on Shabbos. Why? She'ein mitzvah saseh, she'ein bokareh, stoich Shabbos. Let's talk about this. Since this is a mitzvah saseh, it's a positive mitzvah, what if I don't wear them? Optional. No. What if I don't wear them? I don't get kareh. Mm-hmm. I don't get kareh on tzitzis. There are certain, if I don't eat matzah on Pesach, I can get kareh. But most positive mitzvahs don't carry kareh. There's a rule. We want to do what? We want to be able to do a positive mitzvah and push off Shabbos. Well, the truth of the matter is the only thing that pushes off Shabbos is a positive mitzvah that has kareh with it. And what's the most famous one that you know? Bris. If you don't get a bris, what's the punishment? Kareh. So since an asay that carries kareh, if I don't do it, that's really terrible. That pushes off Shabbos. That's why you do a bris on Shabbos. But tzitzis, it's a mitzvah asay, but it doesn't carry kareh, so it's not that strong of a mitzvah that cannot push off Shabbos. So if the mitzvah tzitzis was considered a mitzvah that was a burden to carry, and that was the extent of the mitzvah, then I would not be allowed to put tzitzis on Shabbos, even in the day b'chlal. Because why should that mitzvah be allowed for me to carry on Shabbos? But since the tzitzis is considered a religious ornament, so now that it's a religious ornament, it becomes like I'm wearing something that's an ornament. So now we're not having the mitzvah of tzitzis conflicting with the mitzvah of Shabbos. But that's only good if it's four-cornered with the four tzitzis. But it doesn't have the four. You hear that's a very subtle point he's making over here. You've got to say it's a decorative, religious decorative item. Or else you couldn't wear the tzitzis. Because you have a good question. Since when does carrying a pair of tzitzis, carrying these tassels, allow to push off Shabbos? Shabbos is a stronger mitzvah than carrying tassels. So we have to say that no, we've already learned. You can carry, quote unquote, wear certain decorative items that are coming from your garments. So this is a very special religiously decorative item that will be allowed to carry. And that once you're doing that already, you can carry, you can wear it even Friday night when there's no mitzvah, even though there's no mitzvah now, but it is a decorative item to the item that you're wearing. That makes it allowed to wear it. So very interesting insight. Keep on a hat, number one, it's just two garments. It keeps you warmer. That for sure would be not a problem. You're wearing a kippah, you're wearing a hat. That's just regular wearing. I mean, okay, you want a tie that's decorative. Maybe a kippah is a decorative. Okay, could be also. Yeah.
You know how people wear a full tallis to shul on Shabbos?
Yeah.
What if they want to put 10 tallises on? Because they want to take them to, can they wrap them?
Okay, that already would be a big, it'd be a big problem. Because normally, you'd have to know where you draw the line. Can a person put two sweaters on if they're very cold on Shabbos? Yeah. You can put two scarves on.
They're transporting it, really, because the shul needs some more, you know.
Okay, so, so we'll see. We're going to be talking about a case of tefillin shortly. But the best thing would be to carry one, wear one at a time. That would be the best way. We will have a case of tefillin coming up. What if you find tefillin in the street? What do you do? We're going to say you're allowed to put the tefillin on and take it to shul. What if you find five pairs of tefillin? So there, it doesn't say put on five pairs of tefillin. It says put one on at a time. So, what? On Shabbos. We'll talk about it. So, I'd have to look up the halacha, But on the first blush, you'd say whatever is within the reasonable amount to be considered wearing a garment. So maybe you could stretch it to two, mm-hmm. you know. But 10, I think, would definitely be a great stretch of the imagination with that. So then that would not be allowed. Okay, perfect. 30 minutes exactly. No. If you're wearing the mouse chumras, you could. If I hold that I need to have six different types of yoytze to miss with that, you could go. That's not Rav Kamius. That's the one from Torah or Scheinberg. Rav Chanani ben Akash, Rav Tzadok, Rav Zakas, Rav Liger, Rav Tzadok, Rav Shnemar, Anach Leitzman, Tzidko, Yagdol, Torah, V'yadir.